I'm with Mary Libri, who's the ICT advisor for science for Sully Hull Local Authority and has a wider advisory role. Can you tell me, Mary, what you're doing here, how you ended up here at the conference, and what you feel about the conference this year? And then I'll ask you some more detailed questions about what you've just been in.
Well, I've been a member of NACE for over 10 years now, and I've come to many of the conferences, so this is part of keeping up to date with my role.
And you've obviously been a veteran of all the conferences. What do you feel about the conference this year as opposed to previous years? It'd be interesting to sort of get people's views who have been here before and what the sort of general flavour and feel of the whole thing is.
This is my first day here, so I missed yesterday and I'm not going to be able to come tomorrow. And I've been in the curriculum workshop for most of the morning, and it's very different in that it's much more of a debate and it's looking at things in depth. So that's quite a significant difference to previous conferences.
So is that better?
Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse.
So let's see what you've been doing in there. I'm sort of pulling people's legs by saying you're like the hallowed 55 in there, and it's all being captured and everything and all your viewpoints. But I know that lots of people have different viewpoints and are coming from different sort of angles. And what's been happening on your table or in the room in terms of your viewpoints, and what is your personal viewpoint in the curriculum?
What a lot of questions. We begin five questions around the curriculum based on the early draft of the NACE curriculum. I think that we're at the moment trying to write a curriculum rather than a scheme of work, and that's the right way forward. I worry about teachers in schools understanding the difference. I think there are still a lot of teachers, despite ICT having been part of the core competencies for many years, who haven't got the level of understanding of a subject to be able to unpick a curriculum and turn it into some useful scheme for their children.
Well, that's interesting, because you're talking specifically about subject specialist teachers here, or people who are augmenting with ICT, or in what context there?
I'm more talking about the primary context, where you don't have specialist subjects in ICT as a general rule, and where increasingly they're moving to thematic approaches and topic-based approaches across the curriculum, into which those ICT skills have to fit, and actually ought to fit in my view.
Yeah, I mean, because you've had sort of Euro-wide projects like the Pollen Project and other things in science, where they actually got people in and brought kits in to school and did all that, and it worked very well across the board, and they even created the teacher networks, but it seems to have been forgotten. All this kind of thing seems to have been forgotten, especially in terms of doing science as a process and finding out and as a discovery thing. And I'm just, it's very interesting that you say then we have to append this into it, because off the top of my head, I mean, I would think ICT would be a perfect thing, especially film, to explore certain things to do with science, because you can actually break it down and replay it and look at it and reflect on it and think about those things. But you're saying possibly that the teaching force hasn't enough expertise within that area to be able to use or seek that technology or that way of looking at or managing things together. Am I getting you right there?
Yes, except I think you have a misconception that I'm ICT and science, not just ICT in science. So right. I'm looking for teachers, particularly primary teachers, to be teaching something like digital animation as part of a sort of visual literacy project, as part of a way of exploring what animation means, where it's an appropriate tool, as a way of learning the skills of animation, but also as a way of enhancing science, English, geography, and all the rest of it. And in Solihull Hall, we have year two children happily animating away, often teaching their teachers. And when you present something that's lively and exciting and engaging, you get the follow-up from the teachers and from the children. My worry is that you still have to present it to them very often, that there are still too few key innovators for ICT in our schools, and they tend to be isolated despite the digital communication systems we have these days?
Well, that's an interesting point in case, because, I mean, a lot of the children and the families are well connected, and they do have a functional digital literacy, if I want to put it that way, in terms of being able to use Facebook and being able to use YouTube and being able to use certain other things. And it does seem to me that you've got a ready-made heavy lifting system in your pupils and community to be able to facilitate that, only if you'd let go and actually draw on the expertise of your pupils, maybe, and co-opt that with maybe some expertise from outside. I don't know what you think about that one.
It's certainly something that we've been encouraging teachers in Solihull to do for a long time. One of the key things I'm always repeating is, if you've got a piece of software you're unsure of or a piece of hardware, give it to a couple of your children, ask them to be your technical experts for this piece of software, and it's fantastic for their self-esteem, it's fantastic for their motivation, it's fantastic for the other children because they see they have the opportunity to aspire to the same sort of thing. It's fantastic for the teacher, everyone wins.
So in a sense, we're talking here, and I mean, I'm trying to get down to this thing of, yes, everyone's talking about computer science at Key Stage 4, it taking off and being more specialist and all that, and programming before that, if possible, and having those elements that people used to do in the 70s and 80s. And seems to be underpinning it all, it seems to me, is an awareness of how to manage people and digital literacy and how to manage community rather than the kit. Because we've got ubiquitous kit, we've got stuff out there, we've got these resources, but how do we actually manage them to actually deal with the teaching and learning? I mean, that's my viewpoint. I don't know what your viewpoint is.
I think to some extent I agree with you. I think there's, for a long time, it hasn't been about the kit. In a sense, that's been our downfall, because the kit is what brings some of the knowledge that the government is seeking to implement, and the rigour of programming, again, that's very subject-specific, whereas the other stuff, the digital literacy, the information technology side, are not subject-specific in the same way. They are things that need to be taught, but they don't have that same, this belongs to one group of people, feel about them.
So you're saying it's a more generic thing that people need across the board in that sense. And then how do we embed that within the actual institutions themselves? And when we're back to the curriculum, how do we seek that priority of getting that across to people to be able to manage?
Well, the ICT scheme of work that we use in Solihull is very cross-curricular. And I think that what the computer science thing has brought in is a need to have more slots that are ICT specific, to still keep the teaching of science through the teaching of animation through the context of science, or the teaching of research skills through the context of other subjects, so that you look at where websites are reliable and so on. So we've still got all that in place, but that there are additional slots which we use for that logical thinking and sequential activity and the programming that need to be brought in to strengthen the ICT curriculum and make it more appropriate for the Key Stage 3, Key Stage 4 follow-on.
Yeah, and for me, I mean, a lot of what people are talking about in terms of computational thinking really is logical thinking in terms of how we go about solving problems, how we go about iterating what goes wrong or right, and then taking it on. And that requires a culture of pedagogy that is it needs there to be reflectivity that's inherent in the profession, in CPD. And I don't know what people have thought about that in that sense. Those are higher order concerns. So that if you're a teacher and you want your CPD, it's not just enough to have the skills. You need to have the skills and reflect on them and take them forward, or be able to manage an environment that is multifaceted, that is increasingly has bigger data streams, more media, more people involved, information that conflicts, all those things.
Well, as an inspector of schools and as a reviewer of schools as a local authority officer, I will often see that when you walk into a computer suite, when a teacher walks into a computer suite, they forget all the pedagogy. And things go horribly wrong because they forget about the learning and they're so worried about the technology. Now, there's an element to which that's very understandable, because the technology is often going wrong. particularly in the past when it was less robust. So there is a need to address pedagogy, and I actually have found in my own work that when you focus on pedagogy rather than technology, the teachers become a lot more comfortable with ICT. So I don't have an issue with that. I think that's the right way forward. Let's look at the pedagogy. Let's put the ICT within the context of the pedagogy, and the teachers will feel a lot more comfortable. It's when they worry about having the technical stuff to do that they start freaking out and forgetting everything they were ever taught.
Thank you very much, Mary, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Is that right?